This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in the mid-90s, when my wife and I were living in Beijing, China had really just started the epic growth spurt that would make it the second biggest economy in the world. And when we were there, there was this vegetable stand we used to go to just down the block from our apartment. It was called Jenny Lou's, basically just a couple of tarp-covered 2x4s and a dirt floor, bare light bulbs, where a 26-year-old woman from Hubei province, Jenny Lou, sold vegetables mostly to Westerners like us. We left China, my wife and I, in 1997.
This is new.
And when I went back in 2005 on a reporting trip for Marketplace, I went looking for Jenny Lou's.
All right, so let me see if I can get back into... Yeah, so here you go. Oh, this is... Wow.
Big chunks of my old neighborhood, Sanlitun, had been bulldozed. They were going to build a luxury hotel and a big entertainment complex. And the place where Jenny Lou's vegetable stand used to be, it was just a construction site.
I'm not even sure what's going to be in this one.
Turned out, though, that she had done well for herself. She had 8 stores selling mostly imported goods. I asked her, and again, this is back in 2005, how she had done it, even as the whole Chinese economy was changing underneath her.
Knowing what your customers want, she tells me, that's what helped her turn a vegetable stand into a multi-million-dollar supermarket business in just 8 years. That is China. And that is Marketplace.
That was then, 2005. So when I was back in Beijing last week covering Secretary Yellen's visit, I went for a bit of a walkabout.
All right, so I'm going to take a left up here.
It was early, like 6:30 on a Saturday morning. Nothing was open.
Jenny Lou's. There you go. Same place. Son of a gun.
I stuck my nose up to the doors. Had a good look inside.
Wow, look at that. She's got meats and cheeses in there. Lots of inventory. Shopping carts, which is funny. Chips. And then a whole wall of freezer space.
Over the past 30 years, hundreds of millions of people have had their lives changed by the way China's economy has grown and changed. Jenny among them, a tarp-covered vegetable stand to what you gotta call a high-end supermarket chain. Now, though, that economy is changing again.
Man, I hope she's doing well.